back here on Downtown. And it is game week for the University of Maine Black Bear football team as they get set to host Colgate in the season opener this Friday night, Morse Field at Alphonse Stadium. With more on that, we're joined by the coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. How exciting is it to finally be at this point where you're ready to hit somebody else for a change?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a great past 8 months just preparing for this season, and I feel like we've really had a great offseason and summer and preseason camp, and you know, building some momentum into this first game.
Well, and I noticed this among several things up at practices and scrimmages. There is a whole lot of enthusiasm around this team this year from the sidelines and the coaching staff. The guys seem very fired up.
Yeah. We had a great staff and a great group of players who, you know, just like, you know, in my 3 years here, it's really like it's grown each year in terms of that passion and passion for the game of football and love for, you know, their teammates and what they're doing. So it's really been great to see.
Well, the first big decision for the coaching staff here in preseason was to select a starting quarterback. And I got to think that was not an easy decision from what I saw. Well, you had everybody playing pretty well up there. What was the deciding factor in going with Carter Peavy?
Yeah, Carter, you know, certainly his experience and his, his camp and his body of work from spring practice to now, he's really progressed really well. And, you know, we feel confident with the ball in his hands that he's going to make something happen and get us positive yards and be able to lead the offense and command the offense. So just really looking forward to, you know, starting this journey with him and the rest of those guys on that side of the ball. They've all worked really hard and had a great preseason camp.
He throws the ball well, but we also noted his ability and his willingness to run. He had a dozen rushing touchdowns for Mercer last year. And boy, when you combine that with the way your top backs looked, boy, Jahari Martin, Ryan Santana had a terrific preseason. They're not just good runners. They're physical guys who I think will punish some defenses.
Yeah, that's certainly who we want to be. And we want to be a physical team. We want to be a team that's attacking and winning first down, and we feel like those guys give us a great shot to do that. So really impressed with how they've done through preseason camp and to now.
Well, and Carter's got to feel pretty good when he looks around for targets, because you are so deep at wide receiver.
Yeah, the wide receiver group has been that's probably the group that has the most experience production within the program. And you look at guys like Jamie Lampson, who really came on strong last year, Joey Gillette, Montego Moss, and a great group of other guys around them. You know, Mike Munoz has played at a high level his whole time here. We had pieces like Mo Arafin, who transferred here from St. Vincent in PA, and really impressed with his work ethic, and other guys like Nick Laughlin, you'll see Maine from Cape Elizabeth. He'll be a big part of that group as well.
We're talking with Maine coach Jordan Stevens here on Downtown. I know defensively the goal is to get that black hole swagger back, and that starts right up front. And I thought you guys in preseason looked very strong. Really, the whole front seven looked good.
Yeah, those guys have really worked hard, and our staff has done a nice job on that side of the ball as well as on the offensive side of the ball. And I think we're really improved at all three levels, you know, and starting with the D-line. We got a lot of guys coming back. Linebacker level, we think we added some pieces that make us a really athletic unit. And then looking at the back end, you know, building and developing some players within our program, and then, you know, add some other pieces has really helped our defense. And excited to see what these guys do and how they perform.
Well, of course, we've talked about it before with you, the portal, the transfer portal, it gives and it takes away. But you guys were very proactive in addressing some needs and bringing in some guys who've got a lot of experience to step into some key slots and give you some depth, especially on the defensive side.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, you know, up front, the transfer that was here last year, Isaiah Henderson, has been a big part of what we do. You know, then just getting to the linebacker level, adding Keyshawn Dyson, adding Jermaine Baker, have really added to our linebacker group. bringing some athleticism to that group. And then the back end, I mean, Elijah Kamara, who started a corner for us last year, he's back. And so we got a young secondary in a lot of ways, but guys who played a lot last year.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff for the season opener. It's great to have some late August football in Orono. I hope the rest of the week goes well with practice and that we will see you come Friday night.
Absolutely. Looking forward to Friday night and looking forward to seeing you guys and having a great year.
All right. Thank you so much, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football with us here on Downtown. Opening night coming up on Friday. Our Black Bear Reports brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Black Bears coming off back-to-back 2-9 seasons. Colgate, I think they won 6 of their last 7 last year to finish strong. Always been a very strong team out of that Patriot League.